The Mishnah at the very beginning of the Masechta told us on that base, as far as Tikkun Mavoi, Haracha Me'eser Amos Yimai, if the opening is more than 10 Amos wide, that doesn't work. You have to minimize that opening. However, if there is a Tzuras HaPesach, then even if that opening is more than 10 Amos, but there's a Tzuras HaPesach plugging it up, there's no need for any further Tikkun. The Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph, Amin Aleph, indicates that there is a position of Rav contrary to that Mishnah. Rav's version of the Mishnah is that a Tzuras HaPesach won't help you for a Mavoi that's Racha Me'eser. Now the Gemara asks, beginning on Daf Yud Amud Beis at the very bottom, Ashkan Tzuras HaPesach Nemahanya B'Rachvo. So the Mishnah tells you that if you have a Mavi that's more than 10 Amos wide, a Tzuras HaPesach can help that. Via Malasra the Mahanya B'Govo. And we also learned that even though you can't have a Korah that's more than Esrim Amma above the ground, but if you have some kind of decoration on the Korah to make it pretty, to make it noticeable, then even if the Korah is above Esrim Amma, that would be effective. So that we know. However, Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, Ipchamai, what about the other way? Will a Tzuras HaPesach work if you have a Mavli that's more than 20 Amos tall? Tashma, the Tanya Mavli should go from Yasim Amma, you might. So you have a Baisa that says, yeah, in a Hanami, if you have a Mavli that's more than 20 Amos tall, a Tzuras HaPesach helps. Malasa Barach for Mai, it's not our issue. Tashma, the Tanya Mavich, you go by Esam Ami Mai, Rachma Esam Ami Mai, the Mishnah is the best in Esam Mai, the Mishnah Master, Esam Mai, my love, the safe lower ratio. Fine. So now, Maskile, Rabbi Huda Luchia Bar Rav, Kameh de Rav. Eno, Tsarach Lamai. Amalei, Asni, Tsarach Lamai. So you had a gear on the Mishnah, or you had a different version, that if it's Racha Me'eser, if you have the opening to a Mavi that's more than 10 Amos wide, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach, it doesn't help. You still have to be might, the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help you. So Rav has a different version of the Mishnah that Tzuras HaPesach won't help if it's Racha Me'eser. Okay? Am Rav Yosef, Midivei Rabbeinu Nilmad, Chayse Sheruba Psachim Mechalonos, Ein Demiteret Tzuras HaPesach. So we learn from Rav. Rabu said that if you have a Mavli that's Racha Me'eser, Tzuras HaPesach doesn't help. We learn from there that if you have a Chaser, the majority of which is open, majority of which is Psachim and Chalonos, meaning what we call Paris Meruba Me'ome, if you have a Chaser that's Paris Meruba, Ein Ani Tares B'Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach won't help you. Tzuras HaPesach won't help you if it's Paris Meruba. My time, huh? Hol v'yoser me'eser oser b'mavli u'paris meruba la'omid oser b'chatzer. So just like if you have a gap of more than 10 amos in a mavli, that poses a problem, and paris meruba la'omid poses a problem b'chatzer. Ma yoser me'eser oser b'mavli enonita b'tzuras HaPesach. So just like a gap of more than 10 amos by a mavli isn't solved with the tzuras HaPesach, a'paris la'omid oser b'chatzer enonita b'tzuras HaPesach. So too, a Tzuras HaPesach won't solve a problem of Paris Meruba La'omei in a Chatzer. Then the Gemara asked back on that, Mala Yosef Yester Osef B'mavi Shekein Lo Yitarta Ba'isal Pasi B'Ros L'Rim Meir Tomer B'Paris Meruba La'omei to Osef B'Chatzer Shekein Yitarta Isal Pasi B'Ros L'Rim Meir. So no, maybe Paris Meruba is more kal. Maybe Paris Meruba is more kal because we're makel on Paris Meruba in Pasiv Yiros. Her mayor wasn't makel on Yeser Me'eser by Pasiv Yiros. Okay. So Tosfos assumes, Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ilam assumes, that which Rav Yosef says within Rav, that just like according to Rav, the Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work, the Yeser Me'eser, so too a Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for Paris Meruba Ala Omeid. So that statement of Rav Yosef is only within Rav. We don't assume like Rav Olacha. We pass it like the Mishnah the way we have it, that a Suasa Pesach does help for Yeser Meyeser, so then Rav Yosef is not Lahalacha, that we don't assume like Rav Yosef, and therefore Suasa Pesach will work by Paris Meruba La'omeit as well, at least in a Chatzar Namavoy, we'll see, not necessarily in a Bikkur. Okay, so this statement of Rav Yosef, according to the Tosfos, is not Lahalacha, it's only work within Rav. Rav says that we don't rely on a Suasa Pesach to solve a problem of Yeser Meyeser and Namavoy. We don't pass like Rav. So Rav Yosef is low kalacha, and therefore there's no restriction on using a Suasa Pesach even for Paris Meruba La'omeit in a Chatzar. That's Tosfos. The Ritva takes a contrary position. The Ritva di b'maskel Chatzar. The Ritva assumes that no, it's lo yitachein that the machlokes between Rav and Rabbanan is so extreme that according to Rav, a Suasa Pesach essentially will never work, or almost never work. It won't work Yeser Meyeser, it won't work Paris Meruba. And according to Rabbanan, it works across the board. The Ritva thinks that even the Rabbanan could agree that Suasa Pesach won't work if it's Paris Meruba on three sides. The Paris Meruba may be worse than Yeser Meyeser. Even the Rabbanan, let's say, in our Mishnah, that a Suasa Pesach will help for Yeser Meyeser, but it won't help for Paris Meruba on three sides. Okay, we'll see in a moment why that should be so. Again, according to Tosfos, this statement of Rav Yosef that Paris Meruba doesn't help, that Suasa Pesach doesn't help for Paris Meruba is lo kalacha. And according to the Ritva entertains that it is lo halacha, and even the Rabbanan and the Mishnah could agree that Paris Meruba b'chatzar is more chamor, and therefore Suasa Pesach won't work over there. Okay, the Tosfos Dibur Maskil Ilema. Who assumes that La Halacha Suasa Pesach works even by Paris Meruba on all sides, is bothered working off that assumption. The assumption is that La Halacha Suasa Pesach works even on all four sides, even if it's Paris Meruba. So based on that, Tosfos says if that's the case, about 10 lines into the Tosfos, Vim Tamar, Ho'il Umahani Suasa Pesach Nikol Dali Ruchos, since the Suasa Pesach works on all four sides, as Tosfos just established, in Kain, Gavi Pasi Biros, Lama Hutsuchu L'Arba Diyumdin. So when it comes to Pasi Biros in the beginning of the second parak, why do you have to go through the Tircha of having the four corner Diyumdin in order to be mounted to the Pasi Biros? V'lo havashari ela behema, and even that heter is only a restricted heter that allows animals in the context of a lila regel to drink water. Veiler mei veiler b'huda hayalam lasas dala kundisin uzmar al gabeya. So there's an easier system. Why couldn't they just make Suasa Pesach instead of going through the effort of having dala diyumdin, which only works in a limited way? They could just as well have made Suasa Pesach by putting a Zmora over the poles. L'Rav be'eser, l'masisim be'eser me'eser. According to Rav, in a Chanam it only work if the gap is less than 10 amos. According to the Tanah of our Mishnah, it would work if the gap is more than 10 amos. But either way, why couldn't the Mishnah have suggested that for Pasi Biros? The gap is Shiyarinami, Amai Sarah Shlosha Chavalim Zelim Almizah. And also when it comes to Shayara, the Mishnah says the way to be Matya Shayara Tazayan Mabez, if you have the caravan that's traveling over Shabbos, you're stuck in the woods, they need to be able to carry things on Shabbos, so you make a Mechitza that's Shasi below Arid, Arid below Shasi. Wouldn't it be easier to make a Suasa Pesach? Yeah. So if it's the case that Suasa Pesach solves all problems and can be used even if it's Paris Meruba Midali Ruchos, isn't that a simpler solution to Shayara, a simpler solution to Pasi Biros? The Amri Lefi Shelo Haya Miskayim Kolkach. In a Hanami, in principle that's true. As a matter of halach, it's true. But in practice, it would have been difficult to have a sustainable Tzuras HaPesach. Mishum Da'asu Gamli V'shadulet. Because if you're in the Pasi Biro situation, the reason you're making a tikkun is for all the animals to come and drink. So the animals are going to knock it down. The Gam B'kal Yachol Lipol B'ruach She'ena Mitzuya. And it could easily be knocked down in a ruach she'ena mitzuya. The fish are yitzvichim like bia min agmalim hanichnasim sham lishtos. They'd have to lift it up, and it's susceptible to ruach she'ena mitzuya. Parenthetically, I saw in the Sefer Tikkun Erev in Hilchos Tzuras HaPesach written by someone in the Samer community. I think he quotes Chazon Sofer, kind of asked this question already. But why is Tosfos say Ruach She'ena Mitzuya? Ruach She'ena Mitzuya shouldn't bother us. It's Ruach Mitzuya that bothers us. Right? Ruach Mitzuya would be an inadmissible mechitza for our purposes. But if it's Yachal Amid Ruach Mitzuya, it's just not Omid Ruach She'ena Mitzuya, that shouldn't concern us so much. Why does Tosfos Dafka say Ruach She'ena Mitzuya? Okay, he didn't have a good answer. So Shayara will get it. So that's Tosfos. I'm sorry?
He's saying
the halacha
or practically?
Practically.
Practically,
why would
you say
that?
Practically,
Eni
Mitzuya happens often.
I'm sorry? Eni
Mitzuya happens often.
What do you mean it happens often? It happens often, it's probably not
Eni Mitzuya. Happens once a month.
Okay. Right.
It's
going to fall down because sometimes it's going to. Rosh is something you don't have to be so concerned about. So you're saying, even if it doesn't, you're saying, when the wind doesn't blow, it's not a problem as far as the kashrus and the mechitza, but every now and then you will have Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah, and then life is going to knock it down. Okay. You know, I mean, a Rosh Hashanah Mitzvah once in 100 years. When? I mean, when that we do experience occasionally. So in practice, it's not a good idea. Okay, Mekabel. Good. Okay. So Tosfos here assumes that Tosfos in the Teretz doesn't dispute the premise of the Kasha. The premise of the Kasha is that a Tzuras HaPesach works midal ruchos. And Tosfos says, "Eino chanami." The Gemara could have answered that when it comes to pasi biros, and it just was—it was for practical reasons, not for fundamental halachic reasons, that the Gemara didn't give that answer. But fundamentally, Tosfos believes that lahalacha, a Tzuras HaPesach can work midalid ruchas. And the assumption of Tosfos is that that's even true in the Torah. Meaning, we're talking about Tosfos' question was for pasi biros. You should be able to create a Hezer Tiltal Nina Torah for Pasi Biros with Tzuras HaPesach. And that's explicit in Tosfos Daf Vav Min Aleph Dibur Maskil Rav. Tosfos Daf Vav Min Aleph Dibur Maskil Rav, that in Tzuras HaPesach works Min HaTorah to create a Rishus Hayachid. The Be'er Halacha quotes a Prima Gadim who's mistopic about this. The Be'er Halacha in Simon Shin Samach Beis Dibur Maskel Kishakol. Simon Shin Samach Beis Dibur Maskel Kishakol. This is Tesif Yud. He quotes the Prima Gadim in the beginning of Shin Samach Gimel. Prima Gadim Mishmas Azav Shin Samach Gimel Aleph. We'll read it in the Be'er Halacha because that's what you have in front of you. Shin Samach Gimel Dibur Maskel Kishakol Shayach to Se'if Yud. Okay, are you guessing? Kishakol?
Shin Samach Gimel?
Sorry, Shin Samach Be'is Yud. Primagadu Nistapek, the Simon Shin Samach Gimel, the Tzurasa Pesach Shodala Kundisin. So that's the Tzurasa Pesach that is, you have poles on all four sides, and you create a Tzurasa Pesach on each side. Yavin Mechitza Devar Torah, L'chayiv Azari Bar Rishis Rab. Does that create a Mechitza Deraisa to make it a Rishis Yachid Deraisa, so that if you throw into that from Rishis Rabim, you'd be chayiv? Oh, did Tzurasa Pesach Mahani Rak Lahatcher Carmelis appear to Yesem Yeser? Or maybe Tzurasa Pesach only works to solve a problem that's only Darabana anyway. Pirsa Yesem Yeser will assume in a Torah is a good Mechitza anyway. Midarabanan is no good. So Tzurasa Pesach, Midarabanan, solves the Rabbanan problem appears to Yesem Yeser. But it wouldn't work to create a Mechitza min HaTorah. The min HaTorah having Mechitza with Yesem Yeser, Mishamachim Mahani Tzurasa Pesach. Ayin Sham. And the Pimagadon leaves out the Sarachia. The Mishabura comments, Vinei, Midivri Atosvos, the Eir Vindafiud Aleph that we just saw, the Chaim Barash Barashba, Shehikshu, the Mayhus of Kulasas, Pasti Biros, Hadu, Ashkas of Hema, Ola Regalim, Yasu Dalu Kundisim, the Kanal Gavay, and Abitur is a Pesach, for Reisham, the Pasti Biros, Abish is a Rabbim, who, these with Dafkaf, so Pasti Biros talking about Rishis a Rabbim, I feel like he mutter lid to I they to as a path of the dollar can diesel and tatum and a borlasha. Harem the rice and as we should. So you see from Tosus, as we just noted, Tosus assumes, at least in the first Haaretz, that a Tzurasa Pesach works min HaTorah and can create a Rishis HaYachim min HaTorah, because the context of Pasti Biros is you have Rishis HaRabim, you're creating a Hetzer Tiltel within the Rishis HaRabim by cordoning off an area with the Yumdin and a Pasti Biros. That creates Mechitza Deraisa. The fact that Tosus says that a Tzurasa Pesach would be just as acceptable for Pasti Biros, in theory, indicates Tosus holds that a Tzurasa Pesach is Mahani Min HaTorah to gain Mechitzas Min HaTorah Shis HaYachid Min HaTorah. Okay? But then he says that according to the second Teretz of Tosos, that's not necessarily the case. Tosos, the second Teretz, Ritzva Mefaresh, the first long line in Tosos, Zahachalo Ayri Bidala Defanos. Vahachi Pirusho, Kachi Tiru Le'inyan Shabbos B'mefulash, Dahainu Beis Mechitzos, Debeis Mechitzos Inyan Shabbos, Have Kedalin Mechitzos Le'inyan Kilayim. Then no, the context in which Tzurasa Pesach is effective is only for two walls. You have a Mavi Mefulash essentially, so Tzurasa Pesach can plug up the third and fourth wall, but you can't have a Tzurasa Pesach that works for all four walls. According to that, you have no raya to say that Tzurasa Pesach works b'nei Torah. Because there, we're talking about, you already have two mechitzos anyway, so is it effective to plug up the Mavi Mefulash? So the Prima Gadim, the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit perplexed why the Prima Gadim didn't quote this Tosfos in the 2 days in Tosfos, 2 days in Tosfos, when he raised this question as to whether Tzurasa Pesach is effective in a Torah. I mean, it seems like this Tosfos is very clearly weighing in on that question. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that anyway you slice it, at least, so if you have whether Tzurasa Pesach works in a Torah, if you have it on all four sides, that may be telling you 2 days in Tosfos. But everyone would agree that a Tzurasa Pesach on two sides, if you have two Mechitzas Gemuros, and a Tzurasa Pesach on the other two sides, that definitely works Min HaTorah. And the Chazon Ish assumes, Simen Ayin Oth Yud Gimel, Simen Ayin Oth Yud Gimel, that LaHalacha, a Tzurasa Pesach works Min HaTorah, and even, as we'll see in a few moments, even in a Bika, in an open, non-settled area, where Tzurasa Pesach don't work, to be makif the whole area, that also is only a din derabbanan. Meaning, the Chazon Ish contends that even in a bika, Mina Torah, Tzuas HaPesach, work on all four sides, and it's only Din Derabanan that we don't rely on that. And he assumes that way in the Rambam also. Even the Rambam that we'll see, that Yeser Me'eser, the Rambam says he can't use Tzuas HaPesach, if it's Paris Meruba on all four sides, that also he thinks is only a Din Derabanan, but Midaraisa it would work across the board. Okay, what's that din of Shayara or of Bika? So Tosas in the Re has a line that we just glossed over. The first long line of that Tosas, Dimaraski Lilema. The Ode Bishayara Ein Lahatir Kamo Bechaitzer Shemuka Fadira. That even though, so Tosas had two kashas. Tosas was asking from two dinim. Number one from Pasi Biros, why can't you use the Tzuras HaPesach for Pasi Biros? And number two, from the din of Shayara and Daft HaZayin Rebeis, where you have people camping after Shabbos, and they need to make a makeshift Erev, the Mishnah says you can have a Mechitza Gruva that's Shasi below Arev, Arev below Shasi. So why didn't the Gemara say make it Tzuras HaPesach? So Tosa says, when it comes to Shayara, Shayara is different than a Chatzar Muka Fadira. Chatzar Muka Fadira, if it's a area that's settled, where people live, designated for residence, so then a Tzuas HaPesach can work on all four sides. But if it's a Shayar, people are out in the open, in the woods, in the wilderness, and it's an unsettled area, so then a Tzuas HaPesach won't work for all four sides. Why is that so? Why is there a difference between Shayara / Bika and the Chaser HaMavoy? So the Rush writes in Simen Yugimel, Perek Aleph Simen Yugimel in Erevin, that it's a function of whether they're residents. In a Chaser HaMavi, there are diurim, so then you can rely on your Tzuas HaPesach on all four sides, as opposed to in a Bika, which lacks diurim, there you can rely on the Tzuas HaPesach on all four sides. And he quotes, a Yerushalmi has arrived. Yerushalmi in Kalayim says that on Shabbos, a Tzuas HaPesach doesn't work the Yeser Me'eser. Tzuas HaPesach for Shabbos, there we're contrasting a Tzuas HaPesach for Kalayim that is effective, and a Tzuas HaPesach for Shabbos. So Yerushalmi has a line that Tzuas HaPesach for Shabbos doesn't work, the Yeser Me'eser. If it's a gap of more than 10 amos, you can't solve that problem with the Tzuas HaPesach. So what did the Rush, how did the Rush see from that Yerushalmi that there's a restriction on the use of Tzuas HaPesach in a Bika? Says the Korban Nisanel Os Tes, again, Simon Yugimel and the Rush, Korban Nisanel Os Tes, that the Rush understood in the Yerushalmi is talking about Dafka Abika. That when the Yerushalmi says that Tzuas HaPesach doesn't work for Yes and Yes, it doesn't mean across the board, because that would be against our Mishnah, Bezim and Aleph, right? Even though Rav and our Gemara argues on the Mishnah, but we assume like the Mishnah of Halacha that Tzuas HaPesach works for a Pirtza Yes and Yes there. So the Rosh Hashanah considered that Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that you can't rely on the Tzuas HaPesach for Pirtza Yes and Yes there. That's talking about in a Bika, in an unsettled area. And we assume that way, Lalacha, take a look at Sibin Shin Samach Beis Se'if Yud. Shin Samach Beis Se'if Yud. Im Asa Tzuas HaPesach, Afilu Lepirtza Yeser Me'eser Mutter. Even if all you have are four poles and four corners, the asa tzuas hapesach al gabeyan, and you construct the tzuas hapesach with those four poles, mutter. That's true in the chatzer mavoy that are populated areas. However, in a bika, in an open, uninhabited area, so then you can rely on a Tzuas HaPesach where all the sides are mukaf ayinei Tzuas HaPesach. Why not? Why is there a difference between a bika and a chaser? Take a look at the Mishnah Brura Sifkata Nun Vav. The Hanin Nili B'chaser Ratzalomar. Shenaf Luxaleha, the Asasham Kundisa Mitzvah Sachim. You have a chaser where the walls fell down, otherwise you have walls anyway, what do you need to serve the Bezel for? You have a chaser where the walls fell down, and you make a Zeruza Pesach to compensate. Meneshish Ben Diurin, Derech Leos Sham Sachem Harbe Lekach Itiru. So it wasn't Labush that when it comes to a settled area, so then it's normal to have doorways on all sides. So that's assuming that a Zeruza Pesach is essentially a kind of a Pesach, a kind of a doorway. Normally speaking, if you have a pirza yes and a yeser, you can't call that a Pesach. It's a pirza. But if you have a tzuris of Pesach, even yes and a yeser, that's called a Pesach. That's a legitimate doorway. And it's legitimate in a setting of the urin to have doors on all four sides. Like Avraham Avinu. But if you're in a bikkur in an unsettled area, so there is not the norm to have doors on all four sides. It's not the derech to have multiple tzachim, and therefore you can't rely on a Zeruz HaPesach for an area yeser meyeser in a bika. Right? So Levush is saying that lahalacha, we assume that at least in the context of a of the urin, then piska b'dala bruchos of the inshi. Right, take a look at Tosfos Din Rasul Chaysa Shiruv Pesachim. That's what Din Rav Yosef says, that you can rely on a Zeruz HaPesach where it's Paritz Meruba. Says Tosfos, Uvipachos Meyeser. So even if it's Pachos Meyeser by Paritz Meruba, according to Rav Yosef, you can rely on Zeruz HaPesach. Dibi Yeser Meyeser, Afilu Omin Meruba, Ha'afnei Rav Sarach Lamait. If we're talking about yeser meyeser, then even if it's omin meruba, according to Rav, you can't rely on Zeruz HaPesach. Uvedala dafna sa'ari. But Rav Yosef's restriction is only on all four sides. The Mishnei stadim oder Rav demanding Zeruz HaPesach. Everyone agrees, even Rav will agree, that a Zeruz HaPesach works on two sides. The kasha, the mehay bin yinav, afilu mechitza revias, ish lil mod, the lamahani, Zeruz HaPesach, gech de lamahani, the yesem yasa, afilu mechitza achas. So, according to Rav Yosef, Tosfos asks, Rav Yosef said that within Rav, just like when it comes to a mavoy yesem yeser, Zeruz HaPesach won't work, so to by paris meruba, Zeruz HaPesach won't work, right? So, if that's the equation, then when it comes to mavoy, Zeruz HaPesach won't work, but yeser meyeser even on the four side. So then it should follow that a chaser also won't even work for one side. And that's not what Rav Yosef had said. Yesh lomar, dein lilmud ela al dalin mechitzos, de mechitza achas, but yeser meyeser havik mo paritz meruba b'dalin mechitzos. No, you only learn out to paritz meruba at all four sides, which is equivalent to yeser meyeser on one side. Demasha oser b'yeser meyeser mishum de lo mikri pesach lo mahani le tzuris pesach. Why is it that yeser meyeser tzuris pesach doesn't work? Because yeser meyeser isn't a pesach. It's a pirza. The gam parts meruba midal ruchos lo yo tzuris pesach. The pesach midal ruchos lo av the inchi. So the problem by all four sides is Piska B'dal Ruchos Olav the Inshi. People, even if it's less than Eser, the Zeruz HaPesach, if it's Paritz Meruba less than Eser, Zeruz HaPesach are a Pesach, and Piska B'dal Ruchos Olav the Inshi. Aval Mechitza Achas, Davni Pesach, Shidabani Zeruz HaPesach, was Ein Shaykh Lilma. But Evan will agree, even Rav will agree, that a single side is normal to make a Pesach. So Rav will have to agree, Rav Yosef will agree, that if you have a Zeruz HaPesach on one side, that Pachos Meyeser, that will work even if it's Paritz meruba al ha'omed. So that's all within Rabbi Yosef and Rav. But if you assume that a pischa, that tzuris pesach works for all four sides lahalacha, even if it's pirates meruba, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Sosa says, so that means to assume that lahalacha, you could have a pischa bedal and ruchos. That only makes sense in a chaser, in an area where the urine. But it says if it's an area in the bika, outside an unsettled area, then everyone would agree that it's not normal to make tzachim on all sides. So that's a little bit of a discussion that we've shown him what the mechanism of Surah Pesach is. Is Surah Pesach in fact a Pesach? And then you could argue that Pesach B'dal Ruchas Lo'av D'Inshi or not. Or is it a Mechisa? So Rashba writes, Yid Aleph Amad Aleph Dibur Maskel V'Im, Yid Aleph Amad Aleph Dibur Maskel V'Im, Umishum de Pesach Kemechitza, Dami, Ukiilu Nisam Akol. No, Tzuris HaPesach means we viewed it as a Mechitza, and we viewed it as all plugged up. Now that we viewed it as a Pesach, that's a doorway, that's a door that's potentially open, we viewed it as Nisam, as a Mechitza. Shuvas HaRashba, Chelek Aleph Simen Tav Reish Aleph, as well, Aleph Tav Reish Aleph, Tzuris HaPesach Mechitza Gemura. Meiri, Daf Gimelam and Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Hilchasa, the Chidusha Meiri, Gimelam and Aleph, Dibur Maskel V'Hilchasa, writes that Tzuris HaPesach is Midin Mechisa. Like the Rashba. Mordechai, Tav Ayin Ches, writes that it's a Pesach. Tzuris HaPesach, B'Makom Pesach, and that's what our Tosfos sounds like as well. Aruch HaShulchan has a different take than the Levush on the difference between a Chatzar and a Bika. Aruch HaShulchan, Shin Samach Beis, writes that Min HaTorah, as we saw in Tosfos, Tzuris HaPesach, at least the first Aruch HaTosfos, Tzuris HaPesach works for all four sides, and that's even in a Bika. Ela what? Because a Bika is more similar to a Shisa Rabim, it's out in the open, so people might more readily confuse a bika with a rishis rabim, so that's why we're machmir neither abadon not to allow tzuris pesach to be makif a bika b'dalei ruchos. Okay, what's the shita of Rambam? Rambam tezayin tezayin. Rambam writes, Tazayin Tazayin, Kol Mechitza Sheyesh Ba Paritz Meruba Al Omeid, Eina Mechitza. So any Mechitza, that Paritz Meruba doesn't work, as we know. Aval Ilaya Paritz Ke Omeid, or Eza Mutaris? Fine. Bubuvad, Shelo Yei Ba Osan Pirtza, Pirtza Yasa Meyaser. Even if it's Omeid Meruba, if you have a Pirtza Yasa Meyaser, that's a problem. Aval Eser Amos Reika Pesach, 10 and less is fine. The im hayal appears as zutzuras pesach. However, if a pirsa has a zutzuras pesach plugging it up, alpha pisha yesh by yaser me eser, even if the zutzuras pesach is plugging up a pesach that yaser me eser, ain amaseh desamachitza. So zutzuras pesach can work for pesach yaser me eser, like the mishnah that base. The who shaloye aparis mubala omeid, only as long as it's not paris mubala omeid. But if it's paris mubala omeid, then even a tzuris pesach won't work for pirsa yasem yaser. Pirsa yasem yaser can be solved by a tzuris pesach if it's omeid mub on that side, but if it's paris meruba, tzuris pesach won't help. That's the Rambam, Peret Zayin, Halacha Tezayin. So it's not explicit in the Rambam. What would the Rambam say for Tzuas HaPesach on a Pirtza less than Eser? Where is Paris Ruba? Right, the Rambam wrote again. Im Hayel a Pirtza Zu Tzuas Pesach, Af Al Pi Sheyesh Bayesa Meyeser, if the Pirtza is a Tzuas HaPesach, even though it's Yesa Meyeser, the Tzuas HaPesach works. Vehu shelo yeh paris mubalomi. As long as it's not paris mubalomi. And what about a tzuas hapesach for pirsa less than eser, which paris mubalomi? Not explicit in the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah raises this question. I'm sorry.
Paris mubalomi. Tzuas hapesach didn't work at all. Why can't you just say that and then? You would know it doesn't
work whether
Pirtzei
Yesa
Meyeser or not.
Yeah? It doesn't work for Pirtzei Paras Mubalomi. We know it doesn't work. Tzuas HaPesach won't work. The Yesa Meyeser for Paras Mubalomi. What about Paras Mubalomi?
It doesn't work on Pirtzei Yesa Mubalomi no matter what. Why don't you say that? And then you know it doesn't work for Pirtzei Yesa Meyeser or Pirtzei Non Yesa Meyeser.
What should the Rambam have said?
If he were saying it doesn't work on parts of Rabbi Omer, he should say that, and then you know his case. It seems obviously in part of his case that parts Omer and Rabbi Omer works. So it's better works.
And so it's better it works if the Pierce says yes, it's Pachas may yes, or even if it's parts of Rabbi.
Yes.
Okay. The Magen Mishnah is mistapic about this. Mishnas Yaakov is Machmir. Mishnas Yaakov in Kuf Kaf Gimel. And Reb Chaim in the Chiddushim on the Rambam assumes the Kula. Reb Chaim assumes that according to the Rambam it's only a problem if it's a Tardi L'Reisa, if it's both a Pirtza Yesa Meyeser and Pirtza Mevalome. But if it's paris muba pachas meyaser, then it works as Yasi thought. Where did the Rambam get this from? The Korban Nisanel suggests, the Korban Nisanel we saw before in Perek Aleph Ostes to Simon Yugimel, that the Rambam got this from the same Yerushalmi that the Rosh quoted. The Rosh quoted Yerushalmi that Tzuas HaPesach doesn't work b'yeser meyeser. So the Rosh understood the way the Korban Nisanel explained the Yerushalmi is talking about a dikka. And that's the difference between yeser meyeser doesn't work for a dikka, but it works for a katzer. Korban Nisanel said the Rambam must have understood nothing to do with Dikka versus Chatzer. It's question of Paris Meruba, yes or meyeser versus not. So the Ushami that says that it's Tzuas HaPesach doesn't work but yes or meyeser, that's talking about where it's Paris Meruba. But where it's Omei Meruba, then it'll work. So there's no machlokes about the Ushami. When we assume that and Tzuas HaPesach works, be yeser meyeser, that's if it's Omei Meruba. And the Rishami that says it doesn't work, that's where it's Paris Meruba. And now that there's no chilek between Dikka and Chatzer per se. So even in a Chatzer, if it's Paris Meruba la Omei, be yeser meyeser, Tzuas HaPesach won't work. And a dikka. But pachas meyeser will work.
Where is it?
I'm sorry?
Where is it?
Where is the Korban Nisanel? Oh, it's Tess. Okay. The same Korban Nisanel we quoted before. Perek Aleph Yevamos, the Simi Yigimel Nerash, Oh, it's Tess. And the Gaon says something similar in Simon Shin Samach Beis Sivkatan Kaf Beis Shin Samach Beis Sivkatan Kaf Beis. Now, lahalacha, back to Sif Yud, so the Mechaber was so same, and again, him us with Rosh HaPesach, afil lepirza yisair mei eser mudr, afil anazal adal kundisan, etc., mudr, mahani mi libel chaser mavush, yish ben diyur and valdikala mahani, yishakal rukha saide Rosh HaPesach. So the first day in Shulchan Aruch, is that we are mechalav between chaser and bika, but in Tzuras HaPesach works even b'dal ruchos, even if it's paritz b'bal omid, even if it's a pirtz yaser meyaser. But Rambam, ein Tzuras HaPesach mo'el in pirtz yaser meyaser, elam kein omid b'bal paritz. According to the Rambam, Tzuras HaPesach only works for yaser meyaser if it's omid b'bal paritz. Paris Mubal Omi not. But the cool of the Rambam is that if it's Omi Mubal Aparutz, then that works even for Bika, even on all four sides. So usually in Klali Apsak, the Mechaber has a Sami Yishomrim, Halacha Kisam. Take a look at the Mishnah Berura. Sivkartin and Tess. V'nocho locha shedevei Rambam. Shagandas asmag vasmag ukein. So Mishnah Berura recommends being choshesh for the Rambam. Now, what he mentioned when it comes to Bika, that Lahalacha, not like the Rambam, Lahalacha, the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that you can't enclose the Bika with the Tzuras HaPesach on all four sides. The Chazon Ish in Siman Ayin Tes Os Hey raises the following question. Siman Ayin Tes Os Hey, he quotes the Chazon Sofer that addresses this in Siman Peches. What happens if you have an area that includes both a bika and a chaser? So you have a settled area, you have a bika, and you want to create an area that includes both the settled area and the unsettled area. That's potentially very common. If you have an area that extends beyond the area of settlement. So the Chazon Ish assumes, the Chazon Sofer assumes, that that works. Because the Tzuras HaPesach that are effective for the Chatzer, you can include the Bika Agav the Chatzer. Now, why is your makif an area that includes the Urim? Then even if part of the area isn't with the Urim, but that hekev is a sufficient hekev. And since anyway he assumes the Chazon Ish are talking about a Din D'Rabbanan anyway, to begin with, and min haTorah Sus HaPesach work even for a Bika, as we explained earlier from the Chazon Ish, they're only talking about Issa D'Rabbanan anyway, so he thinks that you can be Mekel.
So, Lehalacha, that would come up by a campsite?
Campsite is just a Bika.
I meant like a camp. I didn't mean a campsite. Like an area where there's a camp making a bunch of little smaller sources of Pesachs.
So I guess if you have permanent buildings in the camp, so that's probably a chutzner, not a Bika. And then you'd be able to include other areas as well where people are living. Right. And the Teferes Yaakov, Perakov, Arva, points out that according to Levush, that we quoted earlier, that the reason that we're mafmir for Bika is because since it's not a settled area, it's not the norm to have multiple psachim. But if you have an area that includes settled areas and unsettled areas, they can argue that the doors are to get into the settled part of the area. And the fact that there's a bik included also is in Migareya. And anyway, he says, according to the first day in Tosfos, even by a bik, Tzivus HaPesach does work on all four sides. So even though we're Machmir Shulchan Aruch, maybe that's only B'Torah Skumra, but with seer of other factors, you can be Mekel, definitely in this shayla, if you have a Bik and a Chatzar that are all enclosed together. Okay, stop here. Next time, we'll talk about the halachas of Lachi as they apply to Tzivus HaPesach, whether the Kadim Bikan has to conform to all the requirements of a Lachi as well. I think I sent you those Marmar comments already. And my assumption is that we're going to try to have Shiva this weekend, Thursday as well, to get moving a little bit. So Wednesday at 3, and then we'll forget the time for Thursday.
Perfect.
Okay. I can use